doctor-patient relationship in the health sector has always been a challenge in terms of information sharing. This scenario has created the need for health professionals to be introduced to ICT to help in bridging the doctor-patient information gap. The Ghana Health Informatics Association, GIA, is spearheading the move to equip health professionals in the use of ICT in their profession. The president of GIA, Nutefe Eliklim Achoribo, disclosed this at the 9th Health Informatics in Africa Conference in Accra.
Currently, the doctor-patient ratio in the country is 1:15,259 annually. This has resulted in the difficulties doctors have in squeezing out time to give patients adequate information on diagnosis and treatment of their medical cases. The information gap has also led to the limited knowledge of patients about their constitutional rights to quality health care. There is also the challenge of easy access to health care by people living in remote rural areas. The president of the Ghana Health Informatics Association, GIA, Nutefe Eliklim Achoribo, said the answer to these challenges lie with the total adoption of ICT in every facet of the medical profession. He said GIA, in this light, is embarking on training and sensitization programs to equip and whip up the interest of medical practitioners in the use of ICT to facilitate their work.
One of our key strategies is to be able to do sensitization, to actually educate the people in the health sector. Because at the end of the day, when you provide a system at the health sector level, it's the medical doctors, the nurses, and the health professionals who will be using the equipment and the machines and the system. So what we did last year was to provide training for medical doctors through the Ghana Medical Association, and we are also in collaboration with them, and we are thinking of starting with the continuous professional development, so that at least by the end of this year, most of the medical doctors will be aware of the new technology coming up, and for them to be ready to be able to embrace the system when they are delivered to them. So let's say we have a strategic plan, which is number one, to provide education to health professionals. Number two is to be able to do research in the area of health sector to know exactly what we need to do to be able to have the system implemented.
He also talked about government's assistance in this direction.
We are trying to restructure the manual system and from there introduce an electronic system to smoothen healthcare delivery. The Ghana Health Service and the Ministry of Health, they are using DIMS, that is the District Health Information System 2, which is an open source application that was introduced from the Oslo University. And that system is actually able to help them collect data from all parts of the country. So that